You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Tana Weingartner. Imagine it's 1971. You and some high school buddies record a couple of songs. You sell the 45 to your friends, put it in a few jukeboxes in your hometown, and then life just goes on. Then 45 years later, you get an unexpected email. Hamilton native and Baden High School graduate John Hurd carefully holds the 45 RPM record in his hands. The paper sleeve has aged, but the record with its swirly yellow and orange label is still in remarkably good shape.
This is where he saw Jay Hurd, and that's where his detective work had started.
So he had to work pretty hard to find you.
Yeah, because it didn't have my whole name on it.
The he is Tobias Kiermaier, and it took him nearly 5 months to track down the band. He's a German record producer who came across a copy of the 45 and decided to re-release it all these years later on his Munich-based label, Tramp Records.
These recordings simply have amazing energy and feel, you know, which current recordings suffer, in my opinion. So, yeah, but what I really like about especially those two tunes on this 45 is the raw energy and the feeling what the musicians put in it.
Raw is a good way to describe the band, the Revised Brotherhood. Lead singer John Hurd says the group was made up of some of his friends who just wanted to play music.
I wanted to do something that sounded like Blood, Sweat, and Tears because I knew I could imitate David Clayton, or my mother told me I sounded like him. So I wrote a song where I could sing sort of like him. And the horns could play.
The band played at Baden's school dances and a few clubs around Hamilton. But the really cool thing to do was to record your own 45. So off they went to Taggart Brothers and laid down a couple of tunes. They pressed just 100 copies, sold some to friends, and managed to get a few placed in jukeboxes around town.
Everybody back then who had a band wanted to make it because that was your ticket out. So we're hoping that someone would notice and we would become famous.
Hurd and the Revised Brotherhood never made it big back then. But 45 years later, record producer Tobias Kiermaier expects people who like his label will really dig the band's sound.
It's a great recording. It's actually a good song, a very good song. And it's at least as good as any song of those big artists from back then.
The band's big hit, if you will, is a song called Tragedy about interracial love.
Well, I went to an all-white school, and I'm African-American. So there's a lot of pretty girls there. But society said there's no way that she could be your girlfriend because you're black, she's white, or whatever. And I thought, I'm just going to write a song about this.
Did it give any problems?
No, but people were like, but they like the beat and everything, and they like the chorus, which is tragedy, ooh, black and white together, you and me, a tragedy, you know, sort of sarcastic, but fun. The song, though, it's about just loving who you love, no matter what people think. If you love someone, just love them. And at the end of the song, I ended with the word love. I go, love! And then the band goes, bum, bop, bum, bop, bum, bop, bum, bop. So it's just a commentary on being free.
Very often, you know, the lyrics of those songs from back then were about, I don't know, girls, food, having fun. But some particular songs had this kind of thing which they wanted to tell, you know. So I think the people will not only listen to the good musicianship and backing track of the song, but also to the lyrics.
Kiermaier plans a worldwide re-release of 500 copies of Tragedy on 45s. He's also putting it on a compilation album available on CD and digital download this fall. You can hear the full recording of Tragedy on our website, WVXU.org. Tana Weingartner, 91.7 WVXU.